He is, you might say, the accidental governor. You don't mind me calling you the accidental governor, do you?
I've been called worse things, Wayne.
Is it any accident, though, that Dick Cody is telling all, as he sees it in Me Governor, now in its third printing, about inheriting an office sullied by Jim McGreevy? As governor, Dick Cody was like Ford after Nixon, says Congressman Leonard Lentz, saving a disgraced government. So, Dick Cody, does New Jersey still need saving?
Right now, we need money, just like the feds.
Well, mission accomplished when you left office, or is there more that you'd like to do?
I think there's a heck of a lot more to do, not only certainly here in the state, but on a federal level. And I think one of the things that I really prided myself on, Wayne, when I was in office, that it was never partisanship. We got along with each other, Republicans and Democrats, and we did the job. And it was as simple as that. And people don't care about who's a Democrat, who's a Republican. Just do the right thing. And, you know, now, especially in New Jersey, unfortunately, we have political power brokers. And I'll be honest, they're in my party, who have way too much influence in the legislative process. And I think that's to the detriment of the people of the state of New Jersey.
There's no real public outrage about that. I mean, you may feel bad about it because you were toppled by one of these guys.
Yes, but the press, who's the guardian of for the public, should be outraged by it, what's going on. I mean, when you have people who aren't elected controlling certain aspects of the legislature, that's not good. This is not the era of Boss Tweed. This is 2011.
But it's all legal.
Well, it may be legal, but it's not ethical.
So do you want to see some changes? Would you consider trying to change your game as you move forward, or are you content?
Well, my game is always the same. My game right now is to get reelected to the state senate, and let's see after that. But clearly, you know, I think we've got a lot of things done. You know, for 12 years in our state, we tried to get a smoking ban done, Wayne.
Right.
Never got done, never got out of committee. I sat down with Republicans and the speaker. I said, okay, I want to get this done. And we got it done. We got a football stadium. No direct taxpayer money in the building of it. It will now be the site of the 2014 Super Bowl. I was able to take down parkway toll roads, so you can only have to pay one way. Right. I mean, very simple thing to do.
And it saves countless hours behind the wheel.
Oh, absolutely. It cuts down on your commute.
You made us feel better in New Jersey after what happened with Jim McGreevy, and your approval ratings followed. You were a rock star. Did you send Craig Carton a thank you note? Because
I sent him over to WFAN.
People loved it when you got in Craig Carton's face for the way he mocked your wife's postpartum depression. You wanted to take it outside. People loved the way you responded. But in your book, you say you two are buddies now. Did he ever apologize to you?
I wouldn't say apologize.
I can't see him doing that.
Right. And I can assure you, wasn't going to apologize for what I said to him. But after a while, you know, somebody approached me and said, listen, he's raising money for some kids. Could you contribute? I said, of course, it's a good cause. So after that, we spoke, and I went on a show, but there was no apologies. He's over at FAN doing his thing. But of course, you know, I understood what he was trying to do, but don't do it to my wife or anybody else's wife. And that day, I told the troopers and I told my staff, I said, listen, when I go to the radio station, I'm scheduled 7:00, ask the governor. His show ends at 6:55. Right. As you know, radio stations aren't big. Right. So I said, the odds of bumping into him are pretty significant. And I can't let the opportunity go by without saying something. I wouldn't feel like I was a man or a husband. And I understand I'm governor, so I got to conduct myself differently. But I'm going to confront him and say what I feel. So if I'm no longer governor, so be it. But that's what I'm going to do.
You said let's take it outside.
Oh, yeah. Take you outside.
And that may have come from the heart.
Yes.
And it didn't seem like a political calculation.
No, it wasn't.
But boy, the miles you got out of that. You got phone calls from Bloomberg,
Mike
for one,
Bloomberg,
right?
God bless him, called me from Europe and congratulated me on doing the right thing. And he listed everybody who did the wrong thing, like Dukakis, when he asked him if somebody would rape your wife, Muskie crying up in New Hampshire. And then he told me the story about Truman and his daughter, and I said, Mike, I'm not that old.
Right. Well, you know, in your case, in politics, popularity is everything, and you were hugely popular. But in your case, that wasn't enough. Tell us about the night that Corzine came calling. You gave him the green light to run for governor, but now you're saying that was an error, as you put it in your book.
No. See, my anger or disappointment is with my party and not necessarily him. What the party should have said to him was, listen, John, it looks like this guy's really catching on. The McGreevy scandal, which you thought would be a disaster for the party, seems to be in the rearview mirror, thanks to Cody. So why don't you just stay in Washington and let him stay in Trenton? But they had gotten used to Governor Corzine giving all their party organizations huge amounts of money from his personal fortune, and they wanted to have another payday. And that overrode good common sense in good government. And unfortunately for him, you know, when he became governor, and I don't think he realized it really exposes your personality and why he's a very good and decent person. His personality did not fit the job.
So run as an independent. Run as a Republican.
No, I'm not going to run as an independent. I'm a Democrat, and I'd run as a Democrat.
Let's talk politics today. Quick impressions. Sure. We mentioned Mike Bloomberg. 2012, Mike Bloomberg?
I don't think he could ever win as president because I don't think he could win a Republican primary, and there's no way anybody can win the presidency as an independent.
He's got the bucks.
He may have the bucks, and so did Rose Perot.
You didn't like Mike Bloomberg at first. You called him arrogant and self-important.
But then that was my impression.
But then you came around.
And I was wrong. And, you know, he wanted to the jerk that was running the Sports Authority wouldn't let him land his helicopter there to see the Giants or the Jet games, which I thought was wrong. Right. The guy's a mayor in New York. You don't like him. I don't like him. So what? Let him land the helicopter. So I called up his press secretary, Bloomberg's, and said, listen, I'm the governor now. He can land the helicopter when he wants. So 15 minutes later, he calls me up, says thanks. He says, you know, you got a jerk at the Sports Authority. I said, I know that. So he says, why don't you come over with your wife and join me and my girlfriend for dinner? So, you know, I felt I had to say yes. So I called up the guy who runs the Sports Authority. I said, listen, now that you've done this, I've got to have dinner with Bloomberg and his girlfriend, and I don't want to. And I was wrong. We had dinner at a small boutique hotel, and I absolutely love the guy. He's down to earth. He was funny, and we've become good friends. And, in fact, he's endorsed the book. He called the Pure Cody. He said, and it's, I think the quote is, as funny as all hell, what he said.
Okay, so you don't see him as having aspirations beyond being the mayor of New York when his term expires.
Who, Mike?
Yeah.
I don't know what he'll do, but when you have that kind of money, you can do almost anything you want, except maybe president.
Other quick impressions. Chris Christie.
Sure. Don't like his style. You know, there's a quote from that great movie, when we were younger, a love story. Being in love never means to say you have to say you're sorry. It's kind of like being governor. You don't have to say you're sorry. So I don't like the bullying. I don't like the demonizing people at all, the way he talks to people. I like some of his policies, dislike some others, but just hope that he would change his personality. But, you know, it's hard when you get to you develop your own personality to change it.
I was on an airplane. A guy from Illinois said, oh, you're from New Jersey. What do you think of the governor? And people are talking about him. You know, he's a national figure.
Right.
Does he have a national future?
I think he has a future out on the outside as a vice presidential candidate. I don't think he'd ever be their choice for president. And, of course, it's always interesting. You know, public opinion polls in New Jersey show more people disapprove of him than approve of him. But you go outside the state, and they think he is, quote unquote, a rock star. It's kind of like, you know, at home, nobody likes me, but when I go outside, people like me.
Steve Sweeney.
Steve Sweeney's still finding his way and gets hampered by the fact that there's a political boss in South Jersey where he lives who tries to dominate what the legislature does.
Give me a rising star or two in New Jersey politics. Who's young and on the way up?
Boy, good question. I would say my own assemblyman, John McKean. I think, you know, there's somebody else out there, a guy by the name of Phil Murphy, used to be the head of DNC fundraising for 2 years now, the ambassador to Germany, probably in his late 40s.
That's young as far as I'm concerned.
I agree with you, sir.
Okay, so you're content. You're happy.
I'm content and happy, but I didn't say what I'd be doing in the future.
Well, that's what I'd love to get out of you.
You think you're going to get it out of me right now, here and there?
Yes.
Here and now?
This is New Jersey. How much will it cost? I got my wallet open.
Not a Christie's, not the U.S. attorney.
Dick Cody in the legislature since 1973, when I really was young. One-time governor.
So was I.
One-time governor and future who knows what. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Wayne.
And
pleasure.
It really is a fun, enjoyable book. It isn't too many political reads that make you laugh out loud, but me governor does. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.